Hello to all you wonderful children. I hope you all are doing well. Today is the third day of our meeting discussing Imam Hussein's journey. We have discussed till the Imam looked at the letters from the people of Kufa and decided to send Muslim bin Aqil, his cousin, as his ambassador. Muslim accepted this position with complete satisfaction. The Imam called Muslim and sent him with Qais ibn Masha Sidawi, Amra ibn Obaid al-Saluli, and Abdul Rahman Abdullah ibn al-Qadan RG. The Imam asked them to be faithful, keep things secret and to treat people with kindness, and said that if you feel that people are keeping their promise, then let me know immediately. Muslim ibn Aqil said goodbye and left for Kufa. On his way he stopped in Medina. He prayed in the mosque of the Prophet, said goodbye to his close relatives and departed for Kufa. In the dark night, there was fear in the atmosphere of Kufa. He was a guest in the house of Muqtar bin Abu Obaid al-Thaqafi. As soon as he reached Kufa, a large amount of people came to meet and greet him. When all the Shiites gathered, Muslim read the letter of the Imam to them. As soon as they heard the words of the letter, they all started crying. More than 18,000 people swore allegiance to Muslim. When the Umayyads found out about the arrival of Muslim, they wrote letters to Yazid asking him to suspend Nu'man ibn Bashir as soon as possible because he did not punish the rebels as he should have. Yazid chose Ibn Ziyad as the ruler of Kufa. Ibn Ziyad was not happy to hear this news.
Brother, Yazid has made me the ruler of Kufa, to carry out important work.
Can I ask what work?
Muslim bin Akil has come to Kufa.
Children, now let me tell you something about the Imam. The Imam wrote a letter to the nobles of Kufa. Anyone who read this letter kept it a secret. But the daughter of Muntar ibn Jarad, who was the wife of Obaidullah ibn Ziyad, thought that perhaps Sulaiman was ibn Ziyad's spy and that this letter also belonged to him. As a result of this, he brought Sulaiman to ibn Ziyad on the same night, in the morning of which he was on his way to Kufa, and read his letter to him.
Cut his head off and throw his body in the city so that it becomes a lesson for all.
I am innocent.
Masood left Kufa alone. The news reached that Husayn ibn Ali was martyred.
What will happen to the Ahlul Bayt?
Masood became sad after hearing this news. Imam wanted to take care of his family, he did not want to go to Mecca. Obaidullah ibn Ziyad seated his brother in his place and headed towards Kufa. At sunset he entered Kufa. When he arrived, he had a black turban on his head and disguised himself as Imam Husayn. When the people found out that he is Ibn Ziyad, they became very sad. Children, when Muslim came to know about Ibn Ziyad's arrival in Kufa, he immediately changed his location and took refuge in Hani's house. Ibn Ziyad delivered a sermon in Kufa and threatened the people, and ordered him to accept him as their new governor. Dear children, in the next session we will discuss in detail about the events of Karbala. Allah Hafiz.